From the first time when man was created,
第一次提到人被造。
First time mentioning of a man being created,
直到全本圣经的结束。
Until the conclusion of the whole Bible,
有关于形象的神学。
That theology about image,
全新旧约是 consistent.
The Old and the New Testament is consistent.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
第二样。
The second,
从来没有别的宗教提到这个事情。
There's no any other religion that mentions about this.
别的宗教所信的是观念中的神，不是本体的神。
Because other religion worship God which is in concept, not God who is in substance, true substance.
别的宗教的信徒跟神的关系像康德一样是没有办法勾到本体见到。
And the believers of all other religion cannot go to that depth of the substance.
当然。在希伯来书提的这个本体这个字不等于康德提的本体的完全字的同样的意思。
Of course, the substance which is mentioned here by the book of Hebrew is not the same as what is mentioned by Immanuel Kant.
我不过是借着它的分类化使你更容易了解这其中的关系而已。
But only through its categorization, I want to help you to understand our relationship with these two.
那么耶稣是从那个神的本体那边照射出来荣耀的光辉本体的真相。
So Christ Jesus is the representation of the glory of God through that.
他是上帝荣耀的光辉
and the radiance of the glory of God.
Radiance of God's glory. The image of God's substance. 有比这个更伟大的描写吗？
Is there any single narrative with the greater than this?
从来没有一个先知可以被这样称呼。
There's no single prophet that can be mentioned by what is mentioned in the book Hebrew.
连摩西也没有资格得到这样的称呼。
Even Moses is not being described in this way.
所有宗教的教主不敢这样称呼。
Even the founders of all other religions cannot say that they are the image of God.
感谢上
帝。Praise the Lord.
耶稣说。
Christ Jesus said,
你们看见我
when you see me,
就是看见
that you see the Father.
你们信我
when you believe in me,
就是信神
that you believe God.
你明白吗
do you understand?
现在我要再做很简单的解释
I want to explain in a more simple way.
这是李建安
this is 李建安
头发黑黑白白很漂亮
and then the gray hair there.
他脸孔虽然黑黑很漂亮
Even the dark but beautiful
眼睛已经很亮加上眼镜更亮
It's very bright with the eye and with the glasses too
脸孔不大白但牙齿那么白黑白分明
The teeth are whiter than the face
身体不高不低不胖不瘦这个不矮也 不太高刚刚好中国人
Not too fat not too thin but just in a medium size
英文讲得很流利
Good in English
头脑很多学问
And a lot of knowledge
我很喜欢这个人
I like this man
好我要把他画下来
I want to draw him
因为我没带照相嘛
Because I do not have my camera with me
没照相机我就画下来
If not I will draw I don't want to draw
我要对我太太说这个是李建安
I want to tell my wife this 李建安
但当我画的我发现不像
But when I draw, I couldn't draw like him.
为什么不像
Why?
因为我不能抓到他的形象。
Because I cannot catch his true image.
我不是 caricaturist.
Because I'm not cartoonist.
那你把看那个 caricature 的人，那个画漫画的人
，those cartoonists，
他呢把 Clinton 画的胖五倍，还像 Clinton。
Even though they draw Clinton fivefold fatter than himself, it was still like Clinton.
And Nixon 的鼻子画的三倍大，还是 Nixon.
And even the nose of Nixon is threefold bigger than his original nose, still like Nixon.
因为他的眼光跟我不一样。
Because his view is different from mine.
他看看就抓到 Clinton 形象的要点在哪里。
Because he can catch the essence of him.
所以你一看，哎，这个就是 Clinton.
Then you know that this is Clinton.
但是我们画李建南画来画去，你不安。
But the more that you draw, the more that you see it's not like him.
画不成，为什么呢？
You cannot draw like him.
抓不到那形象的要点。
Because you cannot catch the essence of the image.
所以 caricature 的那些漫画家是很聪明的。
So those cartoonists are very intelligent.
像那些会发明很好笑又很有意义的笑话的人 ，IQ 是很高的一样。
And just like those who can have very good humor are those who have high IQ.
你怎么办呢？
And what to do now?
你不是对不起画不像。
I'm sorry I couldn't draw you.
好，我就用照相。
So I want to take a picture.
所以先来想象。
So I want to imagine.
照相。
Take a photo.
画像。
To draw a picture.
印象。
And to print a picture.
不像。
Not like him.
像。
Like.
这其中呢。
In between this.
连线是什么？
That what is the connection?
就是形象。
That is image.
形象。
image。
有形象是一定有形的吗
？Image must be has a form。
我告诉你，有形有超形。
There are some which according to form, some that is transcendent.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为李建南是三立体的，是三个，是这个三个这个平面的。
Because 李建南 three dimensional。
哎 ，three dimensional 中文叫什么
？Three dimensional。三度空间，
三空间里面的
is three dimensional，
但变成照片的时候呢
？But when they come a picture，
是两度空间的
，is a two dimension。
所以怎么从两度空间想出一个三度空间
？So how can the two dimension have a three dimension？
你要透过光，对不对
？Through light，
所以光暗把壁纸凸出来了。
Because of the shade and also the light， you have the nose。
没有光暗的壁纸是扁的。
Because without the lighting， it's flat。
你看了两度空间的形象。需要有三度空间的想象
，so the picture you see in the two dimension, you must imagine it in the three dimension，
那么才能知道像不像
，then only you will see whether it's like him or not。
像什么呢
？Like what？
像原来本体所有的形象
，like the image of the original substance。
那么原体
，the original substance，
三度空间
，three dimension，
画像
，and the picture，
两度空间
，two dimension，
用线条画的。
When you use the light composite,
几乎变成好像一度空间了。
It will be like a unidimensional.
但是在想象中间呢
？But then in your imagination,
是超三度空间。
It transcends the three dimension.
为什么超三度空间呢
？Why is it transcend three dimension?
我一想李建南的时候，不但想到他的样子，连他的脾气都想在进去。
Because when I think about 李建南 ，not only I think about his picture, but also his temple.
连他的个性都想进去
，his personality.
所以这个形象，这个就不这么简单了。
So the image is not something very simple.
形像一样色
image and likeness
不能捆锁在三度空间里面。
It cannot be locked up in the three dimension.
如果捆锁在三度空间里面
，if it is being encaged in this three dimension，
那生命意义就缺乏了。
Then it will lose the meaning of life.
所以生命之水是生命
，life is life.
它的生命形象就超过了身体形象。
Because the image of life transcends the physical image.
你说我怎么了解身体形象跟生命形象不同的地方
？How can we understand the difference between the physical image and also the image of life?
你在楼下睡觉
，when you are sleeping downstairs.
楼上一个人走下来了
，upstairs somebody come down. And then he walked down.
这是第三个孩子下来。
And their third son came down.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他每次都啪嗒啪嗒啪嗒啪嗒啪这样跳。
Because at the temple he came down from the steps.
不久以后
，and later on，
另外一个人下来
，and another came。
祖母下来了
，and there's a grandmother。
因为这祖母慢慢走了
，and grandmother walks slowly。
孩子不会这么慢
，because two kids will not like that slowly。
脚步不会这么轻的
，and will not be so light in the footstep。
所以你想想这个是谁？
So you want to imagine who that is?
你想象的时候呢
？When you imagine，
你就跳过了三度空间形象。
Then you transcend the three dimensional image。
你进到另外一个形象了。
Then you go into the realm of another image。
那什么形象呢
？What kind of image？
就是超形象形象。
That image that transcends image，
transcends supra image image。
That's the image that transcends image。
那当你提到耶稣是上帝本体的真相的时候
，So when they say that Christ Jesus is the representation of God，
圣经要给你一个超形象想象的一个功课。
Because the Bible wants to give you a lesson of that image that transcends the image.
你说哪里从来没有牧师这样讲，圣经也没有这样讲，唐牧师讲到这个越讲越乱。
There's never a pastor who preaches this way.
有。
Pastor, the more confused I am. Yes.
圣经这样讲。
The Bible says so.
两次。
Twice.
哪里
？Where?
旧约一次，新约一次。
Once in the Old Testament, once in the New Testament.
以赛亚说什么
？Isaiah, what did he say?
他没有加行没有。
He doesn't have that beauty.
他枯槁憔悴。
He was so, he was so dry and he was so, ugly.
Not necessarily ugly. So pale. So pale. Probably so dry, so pale, so thin. Look so poor. 好像不够血色一样，枯槁憔悴。
So he was, he doesn't have that beauty.
所以神不要你去想象耶稣的外在的三度空间的形象。
So God doesn't want you to imagine Christ Jesus as that physical outer image.
新约圣经怎么讲呢
？What does the New Testament say?
保罗说，我们曾经用外貌带过基督，如今不是这样。
And Paul said we have recognized him from the outward physical appearances, but now no more.
讲基督是上帝本体的形象。
then Christ Jesus is the image of the true substance of God.
那么我们又不可以用三度空间的物体身体形象去想象他。
And then we cannot imagine him from the physical outward image.
那我们要怎样想象我们的主的形象？
Then how can we then understand about the image of Christ our God?
所以圣经的对词是形象与样式。
So image and likeness is what the Bible uses.
所以这两个字不等于两件事。
So these two phrases are not two things.
虽然你可以把它当作两件事的同一性来看。
Even though you can see that it's the unification of two things.
我曾经这样想过。
I've thought that before.
我也曾经在 Westminster Theological Seminary lectures 讲过这一篇。
And also I've taught that also in the Westminster Theological Seminary.
形象比较注重于本质的潜在的。
That this image emphasized on the inner substantial potentiality.
但是呢，这样式比较关于道德的目的，所要达到的果效。
Likeness talking more about the result of the consequences of morality.
所以形象与样式的本身就有互为因果的那一个整体。
So this image and likeness have the cause and result that being integrated in one.
因为你是人，
because you are man,
你已经按照神的形象。
That you have been created according to the image of God.
你应当像上帝。
So you must be like God.
当你像上帝的样式的时候，
right, when you are like the likeness of God,
你的样式变成目的了。
Then your likeness becomes the purpose.
形象就变成本质了。
And the image becomes the substance.
所以耶稣没有说你们要学我的形象。
And Jesus never said that you must be like an image.
因为已经有神的形象。
Because you already got the image of God.
你们要学我的样式。
But be my likeness.
就一个 purpose of your living, the purpose of your conduct, the purpose of your behavior, the purpose of your moral concept.
就是说你存在以及你道德所应该有的目的就是你的样式。
Initially speaking,
从这个主动来说呢，
We have been created after the image of God.
我们已经按照神的这个形象来造。
Potentially speaking,
但从这个潜能来说，
We have that kind of substance.
我们是有那种的本质。
A purpose driven command from God.
但是我们有一个目的是我们背后推动力。
You should be like your God.
神的命令乃是我们要像神。
这种普遍的观念，甚至连柏拉图的哲学也提到。
So this general concept is being mentioned even in the philosophy of Plato.
柏拉图的人生最大的目的就是要像上帝。
Plato can say the greatest purpose in life is to be like God.
他的观念中间神是存在。
Because in this concept God exists.
他知道也因为神。
And he knows that there's a God.
但他不知道这位神是谁。
Then he doesn't know who that God is.
因为他没有本体的神自我启示的真理在他里面。
Because he doesn't have that truth whereby who is revealed by God himself.
我们继续讲下去。
And continually.
是我们应当像上帝。
So we must be like God.
那么这位上帝是谁？
And who is that God?
这位上帝只有在基督里你能真正认识他。
And you can only know him truly in Christ Jesus.
那我们从基督的哪一种形象认识上帝？
From which kind of angles or image of Christ that we can know him?
我们不是从三度空间的物理身体形象去认识上帝。
Not from the physical three dimensional way through him that we want to know about God.
所以那些让外貌看耶稣的人都跌倒了。
So he who see Christ Jesus from our appearance, they fell.
他无价值没有。
Because he doesn't have that beauty, the Bible says.
他也没有什么美貌使我们可以羡慕。
Nothing who is beauty in him that we can desire.
我相信许多图画家中间想象的画出来的耶稣，都是把耶稣美化的。
I can say that a lot of the painting have beautified the image of Christ Jesus at our experience.
我收藏了许多历世历代最伟大的图画家所画的耶稣的形象。
I have collection of many artists down the ages about the drawing of Christ Jesus.
我发现他们有个共同点。
There is a common point with them.
就是他把耶稣道德本性的最高峰的那种形象把它表现出来。
They have manifested the highest climax of Christ Jesus.Ethical or morality.
你没有看过一个图画家画耶稣哈哈大笑。
You can never see a painter painting Jesus laughing out loudly.
没有看过一个图画家看见耶稣呢，这个心里面很恶毒的那种用瞪着眼睛，没有这样子。
Or never cry Jesus being drawn like someone who wants to express his evil through the eyesight.
最多卖掉的耶稣画的Salmon。
Salmon's painting is the one that has a greater sale.
人问他说：“你怎么会画出这么伟大的像出来？”
People ask him, "How can you draw such a great painting?"
你是灵感吗？
Is he being inspired?
或者是做梦吗?
Or is it because you got a dream?
或者圣灵感动你要这么忘?
Or is it because the Holy Spirit touch you?
从前的话, 耶稣的像都是头发这样下来的。
In the past, when they draw the painting of Jesus, they have the hair drooping down.
上面的图画, 耶稣的头发是这样的。
But then Simon's picture of Jesus' hair was like this.
眼睛的光是特别强的。
And also the sight is so sharp.
我18岁的时候,
when I was 18,
我就照着Simon那张耶稣的画像，我再把它画一次，现在挂在我家里面。
And according to that, I drew one and hang it there in my house.
他比所有其他的图画家 Hoffman, 甚至呢比这个 Michelangelo 更强的一点是什么？
And even compared to many great painters, what is a strong point about him?
就是他要把耶稣的
He wants to express the righteousness of Christ Jesus.
正气勇敢表现,
and the justice, the courage of Christ Jesus.
这已经是超三度空间的一种形象的表达。
So this is a kind of expression of the image that transcends the three dimensions.
那我把自己再归纳起来的时候,
and if I make a conclusion of all this,
基督所表达的上帝本体的真相,
that Christ Jesus manifested the true substance of God,
应当是所有人类哲学家所探讨的正人君子应当有的风度。
He must be carrying the essence of the gentleman that all philosophers were to manifest.
在亚里士多德的思想里面,
in the concept of Aristotle,
理想的人,
and that ideal man must be such and such and such.
是孔子的思想里面,
in a Confucian thought,
中庸之道,
and also the middle way,
是怎样表现出来,
it must express in such a way.
人要怎么样达到了真正仁慈有人性最高度的道德的表达的。
So how can man express the climax of that humanity?
那我们要找到本相在哪里呢?
When to find where the true image?
就是历史上曾经显现的耶稣基督。
That's Christ Jesus who has revealed himself down to history.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
基督是上帝本体的真相。
That Christ Jesus is the true image of God's substance.
今天我们要单单提到道德本相。
So we're going to talk about the image of morality or ethics.
The moral image of Jesus Christ.
The moral image of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督把神的道德本性表达的形象是什么呢?
That Christ Jesus, in what way he manifests the moral image of God.
今天我要提到七点。
7 points.
第一点,
the first.
耶稣基督是绝对的圣洁者。
That Christ Jesus is the absolute holy one.
这是所有人类历史中间没有人可以相比。
Down the history, no one can compare with him.
那一个说你们可以娶四个妻子的人，他自己娶了十多个妻子。
The one who said that you can have four wives, he had married more than four wives.
摩门教称自己 the latter day saints of Jesus Christ.
And also the Mormons say that they're the latest day saints of Jesus Christ.
他的创办人 Joseph Smith 有20多个太太，他的继承人Brigham Young 他以为他永远一样，所以他娶了40多个太太。
And also the Smith had more than 10 wives and also
20,
20 wives and the successor had 40.
More than 40.
More than 40.
你不要给他扣掉一点。 每一个都要算账。
More than 40.
Everyone must be judged by God. Do not be Christian. Okay? 接下去。 耶稣基督的圣洁,
the holiness of Christ Jesus,
没有人曾经超越过。
There's no one who has transcended him, surpassed him.
耶稣基督生出来的时候,
Jesus Christ, when he was given birth to,
圣者的身份来到人间,
he was that holy one who came to be a humankind.
你注意看,这个旧约里面有一句很特殊的话,
you see that in the Old Testament there's a very special statement.
The Holy One of God.
The Holy One of God.
The Holy One of God.
神的至圣者,
上帝的圣者,
the Holy One of God.
耶和华的圣者,
the Holy One of Jehovah.
在以赛亚书40章到66章，好多次出现这句话。
In the book of Isaiah, from chapter 40 to 66, many a time he mentioned this.
这一位是独一的。
This one is the only one.
因为原文是用单数的。
Because in the original language, it's used as singular.
上帝是独一的圣者是谁？
The only Holy One of God.
是耶稣基督。
Who is Christ Jesus.
所以当 天使向玛利亚显现的时候,
so when the angel manifest themselves to Mary,
你所要生的孩子,
the baby you are going to give birth to,
你被称为上帝的圣者,
will be called the Holy One of God,
是至上至高上帝的儿子,
and the Son of the Most High,
点出来了,
and then it was pointed out,
上帝的圣者是谁呢?
Who is that Holy One?
就是来到人间,
the one who comes to the world,
这位圣者,
and that Holy One,
把生活彰显出来,
his life is being manifested.
他从来没有在罪上有份。
He has never had sin.
虽然他受过这样的试探。
Even though he has been tempted.
眼目的情欲。
And the lust of
the 肉体的情欲。
The lust of the physical body.
一生的骄傲。
The pride of the world.
这三大范围的试探都临到他。
And all these things came to him as a temptation.
希伯来书告诉他。
But the book of Hebrews tells us.
他的凡事上都受试探。只是他没有罪。
In all things he has been tempted, but then he has sinned in none.
为什么呢？
Why?
He is the Holy One of God.
因为他是神的至圣者。
这是很重要的第一点。
And that's a very important first point.
你所怀的胎。
The one you are going to conceive.
是从圣灵给你感应的。
Is conceived by the Holy Spirit.
你所生的孩子。
The one you are going to give birth to.
圣者。
Is the Holy One.
上帝的圣者。
The Holy One of God.
并成为至高上帝的儿子。
And they are also the Son of the Most High.
第二样。
The second.
耶稣是绝对的良善的善者。
Jesus Christ is that absolute good.
他内心深处充满慈爱。
Because in him there is a perfect compassion.
他看见人群流离失所，如同羊没有牧人一样。
When you see that his own people are like people who are the sheep are lost without the shepherd,
他就动了慈心。
And he was moved with compassion.
他就怜悯他们。
He has pity on them.
没有人比耶稣更善良。
There's no one who is like Jesus so kind.
圣经提到他动了慈心，他就怜悯他们，这样的慈心一动。有十次。
There were 10 times the Bible mentioned that he has compassion. He was moved with pity.
这怜悯就是 compassion.
Compassion was the word.
Come 加上 passion 什么意思？
Come and passion.
Passion 是一种感情。
Passion is the emotion.
Compassion is 同样的同情。
Which is the same kind of emotion.
你痛苦吗？
Are you
给你同受。
Are you in sadness? Are you in suffering? He'll be together with you.
你失望吗？
Are you in desperation?
他同样感受到你的失望。
He would have same kind of desperation with you.
他是那良善的善者的本体。
He is that substance of the goodness.
在所有的历史中间，只有他到了最高的高度。
In the whole history, he is the one who reached that climax.
这位圣者，这位善者。
That holy one, that good one.
也就是唯一在历史中间敢发出道德挑战最高峰的一个人。
He's the only one who can challenge the whole world with the climax of ethics.
耶稣对他的仇敌说：“你们中间有谁能指证我有罪呢？”
Even among his enemy, he said that among you, who can point out that I have sinned?
谁敢讲这个话呢？
Who can say that?
从来没有人可以曾经或者敢讲这样的话。
No one has ever or dare to say that statement.
因为基督是良善的善者的本体。
Because Christ Jesus is the substance of that goodness.
第三样。
The third.
耶稣基督是义者的本体。
Christ Jesus is the substance of that righteousness.
基督是一个义人的模范。
Christ Jesus is the model of the righteous.
他是公义的本身。
He is the substance of righteousness.
他把上帝本体中间的义的本性的形象表达出来。
So that righteousness that with God now he has manifested.
什么人是一个义人？
Who is a righteous man?
义这个字怎么解释？
Righteousness, how to interpret?
中文翻译的这个字呢，是比英文比印尼文好得多的。
And the Chinese translation is better than Indonesian and English.
义是神的本性。
Because righteousness is the nature of God.
神自己是义的。
That God is righteous.
他也称罪人为义。
And also he called the sinners as righteous.
他要把他自己的义加在罪人的身上。
Because he wants to give his own righteousness to the sinners.
义是什么呢？
What is righteousness?
义的反面。
The opposite of righteousness.
就是不义。
Is unrighteous.
但是义的内涵是什么呢？
But what is the content of righteousness?
义包含有至少五大因素。
In an aggressive five elements.
义是正直。
That is the justness.
义是公平。
That is the fairness.
义是真理。
That is the truth.
义是威严。
It is also the
serenity.
Serenity.
义不但是如此。
Not only so.
义是不以罪妥协。
Also, you will not compromise with sin.
当你说这个人是义人的时候。
When you say this is a righteous man.
表示这个人里外一致，有真理为内容，有正直为态度。
Which means he is a man of integrity.
他以公正来对待人。
Because he used justness to treat everybody.
这是一个义人。
That is a righteous man.
义这个字在希腊文是 dikaiosune.
Dikaiosune is a Greek.
这是一个法庭里面的名词。
That is the legal language.
被称义的意思是什么意思呢？
What do you mean that Jews are being justified?
宣布法利上你已经被判无罪了。
It's a forensic language which means that according to judgment you are now no more condemned.
耶稣基督是谁呢？
Who is Jesus?
耶稣基督是义者。
He's a righteous one.
他不单单有义在身上。
Not only that he is righteous with him.
他是义者的本身。
He is the true self of the righteous.
所以当斯蒂芬被石头打死以前，
When Stephen before he was being stoned to death,
讲一句很重要的话，
He said a very important statement.
那圣者呢，义者来到你们中间，你们却把他钉十字架。
That righteous one, that the holy one come to you, but then you crucify him on the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
基督是义者。
Why Jesus is that righteous one?
他死不是因为他的罪。
He died not because of his sin.
他死因为他不愿意罪人共罪，所以他的义就变成妨碍罪人自卫的一件事。
He died because he doesn't want the sinners to be condemned because of the sin. He wants to cut off the sin from the sinners.
Because he didn't want to compromise with the sinners, so he became a hindrance for sinners to defend themselves. That is the reason he was offended.
就这是为什么他自己感受到他被罪所定。
你不愿意罪妥协的时候，
When you do not want to compromise the sin,
你就成为罪人自己保护的拦阻。
Then they become the hindrance of you being defended by sin.
重罪人就更犯罪的把恨临到你的身上。
Then all of these sinners will hate you and will add to you their sins.
在罗马帝国的历史中间，所有被钉十字架的都是因为犯了罪。
And the history of the Roman Empire, those who are being kneeled on the cross is because they are sinners.
只有耶稣被钉十字架，是因为他触犯了重罪人而被钉死。
And Christ Jesus, when he was nailed on the cross, it's because he offended the sinners.
当犹太人听见斯提凡讲这句话的时候，
When this, the Jews heard the statement from Stephen,
那义者来到，你们却把他钉死了。
The righteous one has come, but then you crucify him on the cross.
他实实在在讲中要害。
He has truly got the main point of it.
怎么办呢？
What to do now?
犹太人说，连你也死吧。
They say,Even you were killed.
所以他们用石头把斯蒂芬给打死。
So they stone Stephen to death.
这个世界就是这样。
Such is the world.
最讲公义的地方是法庭。
Because the place that talk about most about righteousness must be the court.
最假冒伪善的、真正不执行的公义的地方就是法庭。
But also is the court that's most hypocritic.
三个礼拜以前。
About 3 weeks ago,
Rudy Ramlee 的太太找我。
Rudy Ramlee's wife came and see me.
你可以不可以在加加达看我的丈夫？
Can you go and visit my husband in Jakarta?
他很危险。
Is that in danger?
因为 Bambali 的事情。
Because of Bambali?
Political money.
Political money.
所以他被告。
So he was being persecuted.
他承认了。
And he admitted.
他们逼他要承认，他错。
So they forced him to admit himself.
他没有错。
But he wasn't wrong.
那个压力太大了。
But such was a great pressure on him.
他认错。
So he admitted that he was wrong.
认完了他一定要死。
When he confessed, he to be condemned and killed.
他太太说他们是为他祷告。
And his wife said that Pastor Tom pray for him.
我说你是基督徒。
I said you are a Christian.
他说是。
He said yes.
他是基督徒。
Is he a Christian?
他说他接受主，但在我看不真实。
And he said that probably he accepted Christ, but I don't think he's truly a Christian.
很大的有钱人。
And a rich man.
现在宣道。整个政治风波里面，在监牢里面。
And now being involved in that political term,
因为逼他口供承认有错，他一定要死的。
But if he were to confess, he must die.
但是他讲的是受逼的。
But he was being forced.
在最危险的时候。
So at the most critical time,
正义的人出来。
And the one who is righteous came.
对他说：“你要说我是受逼的，那不是真实的。你讲了，可能他们害死你，但至少呢，你还有人可以救你。”
You must say that I'm being forced. I wasn't telling the truth at the time when I confess.
所以你反过来讲真正的事的时候，你还有可救的可能。
So if you talk about the truth, probably you can be spared.
我问他的太太。
I asked his wife.
如果哈比比再选做总统
，If Habibi will be to be a president again,
他怎么样
？What about him?
他一定死。
Surely he'll die.
如果换一个总统。
If we change another president,
他一定出来。
He will be released.
现在就进行是。
My dear brothers and sisters,
在印尼那个时候在讨论 political supremacy or 就这个 judgment supremacy, law supremacy.
So at that time they were talking about this political or law supremacy.
就是讨论那个问题。
At a time when they discussed about this,
我在加拿大好几次都讲这句话。
Then I was talking about this on the pulpit.
高等法院是最不公义的地方。
And the highest court is the most unjust place.
耶稣被谁钉死？
Who crucified Jesus?
耶稣受谁杀害呢？
Who killed Jesus?
宗教领袖。
The religious leader.
政治领袖。
Political leader.
法律领袖。
The leader of the judge.
群众。
And the mass.
那些不义的人都杀
死。Those unrighteous men killed him.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为比拉多说我查不出这个人有什么罪来。
Because Pontius Pilate said that I couldn't find any wrong with this man.
犹大人说把他钉死人家，把他钉死人家。
And the Jews said then, crucify him, crucify him.
为什么呢？
Why?
罪人的世界不能容纳真正的义者在其中。
Because among the sinners, they cannot accommodate the true righteous one.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
印尼有一个中将。
And also there was a general in Indonesia.
这个人说很多回教徒很恨他。
A lot of this is a Muslim hate him.
He was hated by a lot of the radical Muslims. 为什么？因为他揭发出了许多最黑暗的内幕。
Because he has revealed many of these scandals.
他是基督徒。
He was a Christian.
他在很危险的时候。
In the most dangerous time.
打电话给我。
And he called me.
你能不能和我一同祷告？
Can you pray with me?
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
现在他有很好的前途了。
Now he has a very bright future.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
这是个不义的世界。
This is a very unjust world.
这是个不义的人把义人钉在十字架上的世界。
This is a world whereby the unjust will crucify the just.
而基督是谁？
Then who is Christ?
义者的本身。
He is the righteous one.
这是第三样。
The third.
第四样。
The fourth.
耶稣基督是真正最正直的那一位。
Christ Jesus is the most just one.
他说是就说是，不是就说不是。
He says, say,
如果多说你就出现了恶者。
You say, if yes, you say yes. If no, you say no. If you say more, it comes from the evil one.
基督的言语每一句都是正直的。
So every word that comes from Jesus is a word of justness.
基督的态度没有弯弯曲曲。
And his attitude is never crooked.
其实我们做人经验多了，我们怕跟那些呢里表不一的人做朋友。
Today, as we become more experienced, we dare not come together with those who are not having integrity.
我们的主不是如此。
But our God is not so.
今天多少的基督徒信行不一。
A lot of these Christians, what they're spoken and what their conduct is not being one.
言行不一。
What they say and what they faith.
Faith and deeds different.Saying and behavior different. 他们知行不一。
And what they believe and what they practice are different.
他们知行不一。
And what they know and what they do are different.
这是很可怕。
And this is very dangerous.
你的灵性好从哪里看呢？
Where comes your spirit prosperity?
看你信行之间有没有距离。
Whether there is a gap between what you say and what you believe.
距离越少。
And also, if there's less of a distance,
你灵性越高，
then the higher we are spirituality.
知行有没有距离？
And is there a distance between your knowing and also doing?
你距离越大，
if there's a bigger gap,
你灵性越低，
then there's a lower with the spirituality.
你所信的，
what you believe,
你所讲的，
what you say,
你所知的，
what you know,
你所求的，
what you pray,
你所行的一样。
And what you do, are they the same?
主啊，复兴啊，
Lord, revive.
复兴来到，你最先逃走。
When revival comes, you run away.
原来复兴来你要悔改，你不要。
Because when revival comes, you must repent, you refuse.
所以你像法利赛人一样。
So you are like the Pharisees.
弥赛亚来吧。
Messiah come.
弥赛亚来吧。
Messiah come.
弥赛亚来了。
Messiah come.
你敢来？
You come.
我把你钉十字架。
I'm the crucified.
所以耶稣是死在那些天天祷告弥赛亚来的时候。
So Christ Jesus died in the hand of those who cried that Messiah will come.
在基督的生命里面。
In the light of Jesus,
没有言语跟行为的分开。
There is no distance between also the deed and the word.
没有信仰跟行为的分开。
And the faith and the deeds,
没有他的这个应许跟行为的分开。
And there's no distance between the promise and the deed.
他是正直的那一位。
He is the best one.
所以他做了最大的领袖。
And that's why he's the greatest leader.
今天最大的领袖。
Today the greatest leader
不是世界国家的领袖。
It's not the leader of the world.
因为基督是万王之王。
Because Christ Jesus is the King of Kings.
以正直和公义做他宝座的根基。
Because it's using just justness and or justice and also righteousness become the foundation of his throne.
第五样,
the faith.
耶稣基督是真理的本质.
The Christ Jesus is the substance of truth.
他是真理的本质.
He is the substance, the self, the substance of truth.
启示录告诉我们他是那诚信真实者.
And that's why the book of Revelation says that he is the true one.
那名叫阿们的就是耶稣基督.
And his name is called Amen.
什么叫做阿们?
What about Amen?
就是实实在在是这样.
And fully, fully, it is.
我从内心的深处实实在在这样的祷告, 这叫做阿们.
From the deepest moment of my heart, that's the way I pray, and that's what we call Amen.
我小的时候在教会里面,
when I was young, I was in the church.
我们祷告完了没有讲阿们.
After our prayer, we never say Amen.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为闽南的教会直接翻译意义没有翻译音。
Because this, in Hokkien, we never
translate.
But after our prayer,
奉主耶稣的名,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
心诚所愿,
we say that such is our heart.
我们没有说 Amen.
We never say Amen.
心讲说完,
such is our heart.
心讲说完,
such is our heart.
为什么到了印尼变成 Amen?
When we come to Indonesia, we become Amen.
Amen 是什么呢?
What's Amen?
就是我的心诚然就是这样的意思，所以我讲这样的话。
Which is such is the meaning of what I mean in my heart.
所以你所祷告的，真的从你心里真正诚实讲出来。
So what did you pray? Does it truly come from your heart?
一个人格的宝贵在于真诚。
The precious thing of our man's personality is that it is sincere.
友情的宝贵在于真实。
And also in friendship, the presence of friendship is that it's true.
为什么你写完信你写 faithfully yours?
Why is it after you've written a letter, you conclude with faithfully yours?
为什么你写 sincerely yours?
Or sincerely yours?
No, you want to be sincere.
因为你要很真诚.
You want to be honest.
你要很真实的.
Integrity means you are honest to yourself.
你那是一致的.
Honesty means you honest to others.
那么这个诚实是对人的。
We should be integrity. We should also be faithful to others.
We must have integrity to ourselves and also faithful to others.
这个诚实是基督的本性.
Faithfulness is the true nature of Christ.
人是真实的.
That God is true.
他对人讲的话每一句也是实在.
That everybody say is the faithful one is true one.
Which means the confession of faith 里面有一句话.
Which means the confession of faith is a statement that says
神本身是怎样的.
Who is God?
他所启示的也是怎样的。
And what did he reveal also is that
他对自己的启示，他跟他自己是没有分别的。
And what did he reveal about himself? There's no different or distant.
今天你问人你好吗? 好好好，不一定好。
If you were to greet people, are you well today? They say, well, they may not be well.
我这一生只问过一个人你好吗? 他说很不好。
In my whole life, I've greeted a person say, are you well? He's the one who say, I'm not well.
我吓了一跳，因为我想好吗好吗你好我好我就走了。他一说我不好，那我就不知道怎么去跟他谈很久。
Because when he says not well, I don't know how to talk to him.
那个人是新加坡的一个牧师。
And a pastor in Singapore.
大概30年前。
About 30 years ago, I said this.
我就跟他喊说你好吗好吗。
And I said, are you okay?
我想他一定说好的好好感谢主啊。
I thought he would say that I'm okay.
他说 唐牧师, 我最近很不好。
And then he said, Reverend Tong, I'm not well recently.
那我怎么样呢?
What are we going to do?
我就说, 怎么啦?
What happened?
这事讨厌我。
And also my deacons hate me, my also members of church hate me. They're not good to me.
我的肝脏, 心脏, 什么脏都不好。
All my internal organs are not well.
我就一面替他祷告, 一面花了很多时间。
So I spent a lot of time, I pray with him.
我就开始想,
and I think,
怎么这样的人很少啊?
Very few of these kind of people.
都是说你好,我好好好好好,就跑掉了。
Because everybody will say they are okay.
耶稣怎么转的,这样?
And what did Jesus say?
我实实在在告诉你。
Truly, truly, I tell you.
我实实在在告诉你。
Truly, truly, I tell you.
我实实在在告诉你。
Truly, truly, I tell you.
我实实在在告诉你。
And truly, truly, I tell you.
为什么?
Why?
因为他是诚信真实的 Amen.
Because he is that faithful and true Amen.
在他没有虚假。
In him, there's no hypocrisy.
这一方面,
and here,
他把神的真实的形象表现,
he has manifested the faithfulness of God.
单单在约翰福音,
in the book of John,
有25次记载,
25 times recorded.
耶稣说,
Jesus said, truly, truly, I tell you,
there's no friend as true as Jesus.
没有一个朋友像耶稣这样真实,
there's no religious leader as sincere as Jesus.
没有任何宗教领袖像耶稣这样真实,
there's no man as true as Jesus.
也没有人像耶稣这样真实,
there's no friend as faithful as Jesus.
没有任何朋友像耶稣这样真实。
Because he is God manifest himself in human world.
因为他乃是神按照人的样式形象来显现。
第六样
，Six，
耶稣基督是爱的本身。
Christ Jesus is the substance of love.
他是爱的本体的形象。
He is the image of the essence of love.
神就是爱。
Because God is love.
所以神的爱的形象在耶稣的身上表现。
So the image of that love of God is being manifested upon Christ Jesus.
只有他可以这样讲。
Only he can say so.
你们要爱你的仇敌。
You must love your enemies.
你要为逼迫你的人祷告。
Pray for those who persecute you.
你说他讲讲。
You just say that?
他不过是理论专家吗？
Only theoretically?
不是。
No.
当他被钉十字架的时候，
When he was nailed on the cross,
他是历史上第一个讲这样的话的。
In history, he was the only one that truly speak the
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they know not what they do.
从来没有人讲。
No one had ever said that.
他以后。
And unprecedented.
After him, 我们看见斯提凡说这样讲。
We see that Stephen say that.
有 Polycarp 这样讲。
And Polycarp say that.
到了西班牙这个宗教法庭杀害基督徒的时候。
And also in inquiry court, also when Christians were being persecuted.
跟随耶稣的人这样讲。
The follower of Jesus Christ say that.
法国把 Huguenot 十万人烧死的时候。
And also when 100,000 of people were being burned.
这些归正主义者。
This reformist,
这些尊重圣经的人
and the one who honored the Bible,
被法国的皇帝请去，我们要欢迎你，而把他包围起来，用火把他烧死。
When they are being invited by the Emperor of France, but then they are being captured and they are being burned,
他们讲父啊，赦免他。
And they say, Father, forgive them.
从哪里开始？
Where did they begin?
从基督开始。
It began from Christ Jesus.
从来没有人。
No one has ever
像耶稣基督一样
，like Jesus，
他接纳最大的罪人
，he accepted the biggest sins，
他拒绝最小的罪恶
，but he reject the smallest sin，
因为他是爱的本体
，because
也是义的本体
，because it's the essence of love and righteousness。
第七样
，the seventh，
耶稣基督是神生命本体的形象
，and Christ Jesus is the image of the life of God。
如果你要问人的生命应当像什么
，if you want to ask what should man's life be，
只有一个答案
，only one answer，
你要活像耶稣
，you must live like。
我们的生活应当怎么样
？What should our life be？
只有一个答案
，only one answer，
活像耶稣
，you must live like Jesus。
耶稣说，复活在你。
Christ Jesus said,
resurrection
is in me.
Life is in me.
Because I'm resurrected.
你们也要活着。
Because I live, you
must
live.
我在哪里?
Where I am,
你们也要在哪里。
So also you must be.
我想没有人比保罗更明白这些话。
No one like Paul will understand this more.
所以保罗说什么?
And that's why Paul said,
我活着就是基督。
For me to live is Christ.
我死了就有益处。
And also for me to die is profit.
我生命里面
in my life,
无论是生是死
whether it's life or death,
要照样叫基督在我身上照常显大
that Christ Jesus continue to be manifested in me.
基督是神生命生活本体的形象
and Christ Jesus is that true essence of the life of God.
基督是谁
Who is Christ?
上帝荣耀的光辉。
And also the radiance of the glory of God.
上帝本体的真相。
And also the true representation of
the
glory of God. Who is Christ?
就是人生的这个真正的这个样式。
He is the true image of man's life.
神荣耀的本体。
And the glory, radiance of God's glory.
人形象样式的本体。
And also the substance of man's image.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
请问
，I'm asked.
你认识他吗
？Do you know him?
你爱他吗
？Do you love him？
你愿意不愿意跟随他吗
？Do you want to follow him？
让我们今天重新立志。
Let us make our resolution.
回到上帝的面前。
Come back to God.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray？